guys. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's April 12th. This is hour two of the show, and the show is Republic of Texas Radio. I'm joined by Dr. David Krupa, and we're going to be bringing Susan Dantzler on, and I always have Alan Crutcher. Thank you for being there, Alan. Really appreciate it. But before the break, I had a request to give out the doc's contact information. We'll do that as he leaves us, but we'll do that right now. How do people get in touch with you? And, you know, tell me what night is your show there, Dave?
Okay, well, our show, ladies and gentlemen, and Steve is our tech guy, Susan's our webmaster, and Alan and I do the live on air. Sometimes Steve and Susan come on too. You can go to Doc, D-O-C, Krupa, K-R-O-U-P as in Paul, A.com, and that'll take you to our web site for the radio show. And you can, Susan has it set up where there's a contact us on there. You can also contact me at Dave Krupa at SBC, that's Southwestern Bell Company, the old SBC, global.net. You can contact me there. And the office phone, 832-220-6163. But everybody you hear on the show right now is part of our Wednesday show that Alan and I do from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're lucky. We have people listening all around. We don't get a lot of callers, so if you want to call in, go ahead. A lot of people are too shy to get on the phone and talk. But for some reason, Steve, on your show, they call.
Oh, it's actually Republic Broadcasting's listeners. We really do love this bunch. They have a lot to say, and it's very important, and I'm sorry I'm keeping the phone line shut down today. We just got a lot to get through, and we're doing our coronal special. You know, we're going to join now. We're going to move deep. There's Susan Dantzler. She's joining us. Susan, say hi.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all? Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. That's right. Oh, wow. It's a Corona virtual Easter. How do you do Easter on Zoom, Susan? Do you? Do you even know what it's?
No,
Zoom is?
I don't. It's Easter regardless of the government shutting it down, attacking churches, going after Christians / believers. They can't stop Easter.
Hmm. Hey, I have a question for you, Susan, because, I think you pay attention to a lot of stuff. And Doc down there, you know, we were talking about Laredo a little bit and how they want to, you know, fine you $1,000 if you don't have a mask and you go out in public. And Doc's in some form of lockdown or something. And are we in some form of lockdown? Because from what I heard, that's not true. And we're not a mandatory lockdown, but then, of course, things can change, and I can be ignorant of the fact that I'm not supposed to even, you know, walk outside my house. But there's a lot of misunderstanding nowadays. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have a definitive what it is?
Well, my thought process goes in many different directions. thanks to Doc. We have a flu cycle, you know, seasonal. It's normal. I don't know what makes this one any different, other than the fact that, you know, bat soup was served in China and some people got sick, or there was a bio lab that produced this with the help of a so-called American doctor. Paid him $50,000 a month, housing, lump sum, $158,000. And if it's true, you know, I believe in due process, get the due process over with real quick and then hang the man. I've never seen anything quite like it. I'm not saying that there's not a virus. But I'm saying governments don't let any crisis go to waste. And it's my personal opinion has nothing to do with Steve or his show or anyone else, but I believe that this was a test run. Let's see how Americans will react to orders. And I would say about 80% of them are trying to abide by the government orders. They want to be kept safe. You know, we've got the 3%ers. We've got the 10%ers, you know, 10% of the people stood up during the Revolutionary War and said, no, we don't want a king. And now what I think we have during this beer virus pandemic is the 20%ers. And I just, I'm really ashamed of Americans, you know, walking around, disinfecting everything, wrapped up like a mummy. You know, I saw two women. I was leaving the HEB in San Antonio yesterday. No fear. I'm like you. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not stupid. I wash my hands. And they look like ducks in these yellow masks. They look like they had these bills sticking out, you know, waddling around in their little tight shorts. They didn't care how much skin they showed, but boy, did they ever have that mask on.
Yeah, you know, that amazes me, Susan, that I see people working, you know, in these COVID areas, and they're in, like, short sleeves with rubber gloves on and a mask, like you said, and there's so much skin exposed. So you wash your hands. Who's to say that there's not COVID on your arm and on the sides of your mask and everywhere else? I mean, if this is really as bad as they're saying it is, the only way you would be safe is in a full NBC suit, you know, with a gas mask and everything on.
Right. The only positive I've seen, because I go where I want when I want, and now I can't go where I want because nothing that I want is open. But one of the positives is you can ride around Texas 85, 90 miles an hour. It's awesome.
Well, you know, get cheap cap.
It's a good point that the hand sanitizers are a bad thing, and most people just wash your hands like you've been doing all your life. You'll be just fine, but the hand sanitizers are not good for you.
Well, I've started doing something, and it's like if these guys were wearing dentures, their teeth would fall out because they'll say, would you like a receipt? I'm like, no, that's toxic. You combine the ink on that receipt with your hand sanitizer, and, you know, in 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to wake up with boobs because it mimics estrogen. And the look on their face is hilarious. So I've started telling people this because I think they need to be a little bit more fearful.
So I want to revisit what you just said, extrapolate on that. So the hand sanitizer has Lord knows what and alcohol, and the receipt has ink. And how is that going to hurt me? I don't quite get that, Susan.
Well, I think Doc can expand upon that better.
Yeah, What happens is, one, most of the hand sanitizers have biphenyl, and they have antibacterial stuff like some of the dishwashing soaps. So what you're doing when you use that stuff is you're killing the good guys on a regular basis instead of just washing your hands with soap and water, which doesn't kill everybody, just cleans your hands. Number two, there is a chemical that mimics estrogen, like Susan said, in almost all register receipts any store you go to. And when you combine that with hand sanitizer and that receipt, not only is it destroying your good guys, but it makes fat more susceptible to being absorbed in your body. So if anybody's worried about gaining weight, that's a good way to gain a little bit of weight while you kill the good bacteria that could help you because people are panicking. Now, there are natural things, and Susan makes her own hand sanitizer, which is fine, but that's for when you're out running around. But in most cases, just wash your hands with soap and water like you've always done. You'll be just fine.
Or like in our local area here, apparently our local distilleries are part of our first responder team because they've stopped making liquor now, and they're using their alcohol to make hand sanitizers.
Yeah. And people are upset right now because they can't get their booze. No, they have to buy other booze, right? You know, we've got one of the essential services is the alcohol industry. You know, that's very important here. I don't know. My initial question, though, Susan, was kind of about the lockdown, right? So they talk about these things called the lockdown, and everybody always comes over to me, not always, but I occasionally bump into this thing that somebody's under the impression that you're not supposed to go out of the house and go walk on the street. You know, that is unessential. But from what I know and from what I've heard, and maybe Dave, Doug, you want to expand upon this, maybe you can answer me. You know, so old Trump said that, well, it might be good if you stayed at home, right? And his edict was something like that. He didn't order a massive lockdown. He just made a suggestion. Different states and different local municipalities or whatever the heck we want to call them did their own thing, right? You know, here in Gillespie County, they didn't go that far. They just said, well, we would like you to not do anything and everybody to stay at home and stuff like that. And most stores shut down just because of the lack of people and, you know, a common sense type thing. It's like, well, we're burning too much money. We don't have any money and there's no customers. So are we on a lockdown here in Gillespie County or Kerr County? Do you know anything about that there, Susan?
No, no, we're not under a mandatory lockdown here. It's a self-imposed lockdown by idiots that are scared of their own shadow. It cracks me up, though, when you go to these stores like HEB that you have to stand on, you know, the little red dots and be spaced 6 feet apart. But then once you're allowed to enter the store and spend your money, you're just like bumping into one another face to face. You know, there's no way to go down an aisle with a two-way aisle without standing right next to someone, and it's a mind blow. But no, not that I know of, we're not under a mandatory lockdown. I think perhaps some people would rise up. I'm surprised people haven't risen up now. Businesses are struggling. Businesses are going to fail. We'll never reopen. And all because of a virus. It just blows
my
mind.
Or Susan, you saw this one too about the auto parts. I went into town. Yes. I had to get a part. And my normal parts store that I go in, because I try to support, you know, our local small, you know, still sort of small businesses as much as I can in the community. And they had their doors shut. You had to call in, and they would bring your parts out. Well, I don't have one of those convenient little things that I can just go back out to my car and call a part in that I need. So, you know, I drove around, and finally I called around, and I found a store that actually had its doors open, and I went in, and I got my part. And when I walked in, they said, how you doing? I said, well, I'm doing pretty good. I said, I've still got my sanity. And I said, thank you for having yours. I said, you won't get my business from now on, because the other ones that I went to had their damn doors locked. You know, this is just
crazy.
Yeah,
I only had to go to, and I don't mind saying the name, had to go to the Napa store. And there was a note on the door that said, you know, we would prefer for you to stay, you know, in your car in the parking lot, and you know, we'll come out and you know, see what you need.
I turn around and leave when I see those signs. They screw you.
Right.
You know.
So he just sat there. No one came out. He said he got out of his car and he opened the door and he's like, hey, y'all coming to me or I'm coming to you? And they're like, well, come on in. So they had their little iconic little Napa bar stools, and they used that for a barrier. And they had yellow tape, and don't get any closer to us than this. And so it was hilarious because my husband pays cash. And so they had to, like, he practically had to throw the bills across the barrier. Then the part was like 50. Okay, so he wasn't going to chunk the 50-pound part across the barrier to my husband. He's like, well, come on down to the end of the counter, and I'll set it down here, and then you can go pick it up. So they had a lot of contact. They exchanged cash and change. Their barrier did nothing except make them kind of sort of feel better. So I told my husband your story, CarQuest. He says, huh, well, that's interesting. He goes, I think I'm going to start going up there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And then, you know, Huntley, he's always taken care of Napa. It's weird to be treated like that. But they're scared. They're scared.
Well, yeah, he's been doing business with Napa for 30-plus years. And now they treat us like this.
Wow, guys, you know, you're panicked. I get it, but there's no common sense. Makes for a funny story, though. You know, damn funny.
In a sad way, yeah.
In life of a tragedy.
Well, I went to San Antonio. The Texas Nationalist Movement has a monthly ceremony where they go, a wreath with yellow roses at the door of the Alamo. And there's never been a problem, ever. It's an agreement between the Texas Nationalist Movement and the Rangers, the DPS, park rangers there. They come in, they do their thing, they do their somber little march all the way around the Alamo. They come to, even if it's after hours, they will remove the chain and let them pass. Because this takes place like 7 p.m., then they, you know, somberly, respectfully, you know, walk up to the Alamo door, they lay the wreath, and then take their hat off if they're wearing one, over the heart, stand there for a moment, come back to the other members, you know, 10 or 15 of them. Well, yesterday it was different. The park rangers were only going to allow 2 people in there. And so, you know, with everything going on at Alamo, which is a week-long show, I decided to go and videotape this in case there was any, problems. And it was surreal. And you could not walk around the Alamo because they've got construction fencing up. So it was interesting. It was, I would say, the fastest trip I've ever made to San Antonio since I've lived down here. Because of traffic, or lack of it.
That is one thing that's kind of nice. I kind of like this Corona thing because I go into Fredericksburg, and it's like Fredericksburg was 18, 20 years ago, you know, when you could drive through town and not have someone riding on your bumper and flipping you off and honking at you. And it was actually nice to go into town, and you could drive around and be comfortable.
Yeah, shopping from Main Street, driving by, window shopping while they're driving down the road.
Yeah, but we still got people that are now unemployed and aren't doing a damn thing and kind of like waiting for the government to give them their you know, money. And they're like, oh, we're going to get money from you. So I'm like, yeah.
I can tell y'all one thing from personal experience that a lot of the bankers and contract
busy.
Lawyers,
I know.
Contract
they're,
attorneys
they're all
are so busy because they said the government regulations are changing on everything. You know, they're giving away this free money and they're changing the regulations on what you have to do and this and that. And it's just creating a lot of chaos and a lot of extra work in the banking and attorneying areas, at least.
Well, right. I got an email yesterday saying that from Farmers saying that they were going to reduce my auto premium by 25%. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. Just for April.
Yeah.
Just for April. Because a virus not only knows how to count, knows distances, now it knows the calendar.
To bounce you guys back, hold on a second. We were going down a rabbit trail. I wanted to go down a little bit, you know, with the auto parts thing and all the closed downs. And Doc, there's been 2 things that have, Okay, we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We've got more time. So I'll chill out. Be right back, folks.
My head, the camera, circles till the morning comes. When it's- Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Hey, you know, y'all can get closer to the radio. It's not no social distance thing. Or you can live as far as away from it as you want. Doug, when they started doing this crazy stuff with the little stay 6 feet away, I had a lot of fun with it. They put down stickers and says, stay back 6 feet away. And then they use this word or this combination of words, social distancing, and that it shreds on my soul, just like you're doing your fingernails on a chalkboard. And I don't know why I hate that word so dang much. It doesn't really matter. So I played hopscotch on it. It's like, okay, 1 foot, 2 foot, 1 foot, 2 foot. And I found, everybody looked at me funny. And then they expected me to stand on this little thing. And I couldn't stand on it, guys. Seriously, I can't stand. If they say stand here, I stand in front of here, to the side of here, but not here. I just can't do it. Maybe it's just something in me. Maybe I don't take it serious enough. But I understand the world around me. You could be upwind, downwind, or whatever. Doc, did you see an article that came out this week that said, look, at one single, COVID user can spread germs all throughout the supermarket 3 miles away? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the studies said they found it 80 feet away. And then another one said they found it 10 feet away. And so the 6 foot really means nothing. And it's just like the flu. It's got to do with the air and the wind. And if you're in a building and they've got a air conditioning system, air handlers, it's going to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, again, be concerned that there's a flu. Be concerned that there's a coronavirus. Be concerned about any of that stuff. Use common sense. Find a doctor like me that can help you try to do some good things to prevent. And if you start seeing symptoms, deal with them. And, you know, we're probably all going to get it. And maybe we're going to die. But we're not going to do it without fighting unless you drink the Kool-Aid from the pharmaceutical side and don't do anything to help people except stick them in a hospital. And what irritates me so much about the hospitals, they get tons and tons and tons of government money already. Plus, they charge the poor
and they're
people.
Not working.
Doc, let me ask you this. How small is a virus, and will a virus pass right through one of these N95 masks because it is so small?
Well, probably it could get through some of these masks, but you brought up a very good point before. We're in Texas. It's humid. You've got moisture on your skin all the time. People are out there, like Susan said, them girls were showing everything they had, but they had their mask on. Well, all it's got to do is touch your skin. The skin's the largest organ in the body. It's got pores everywhere. It doesn't have to do, unless you're in a suit, Alan, like you were talking about, you're going to pick up the virus anyway. But think about wearing gloves doesn't do any good. And the only good thing about a mask is if you're deathly ill, you shouldn't be breathing on other people at a nursing home. But common sense says you're not going to be there anyway if you're really sick. So I don't know what's going on, but it breaks my heart that I haven't been able to do more to help people, because a lot of people are scared and they're getting sick and they're dying. And I think we could have made a difference.
Doc, you said how long has it been since you've had a patient in your office?
One patient in 6 weeks, brave enough to enter the door. I've had some come pick stuff up out at the front, and I've had a lot of phone calls with a lot of people that have got the flu or the corona. They don't know which, and they want to know what to do. But only one has been brave enough to come to the actual office. In the old days, I'd be swabbing throats and doing laser and giving things, and we all got sick a little bit from each other, and we all boosted our immune system and went on down the road.
Why does it sound so hilarious that somebody will be like, okay, I need to pick something up from you, so can you place it out in front of your house, and you walk outside and you put it down, and like, oh, don't touch the street. I don't want to see you. Like, whoa, man, how far did we slide? We're so dang afraid. I have no words
It's been coming. It's putting the frog in the cold pot of water. You can't turn on the news at night, especially around here. I get the Austin news, and I have literally sat and counted how many times they've said safe or safety or keep you safe. So they've brainwashed people into only government can keep you safe. We're doing all of this to keep you safe. And, it doesn't do any good for me to talk to the TV. Tell the TV that I don't need the government to keep me safe. And so this has been accumulating. This has been coming for a long time. What you deserve. Get the discount that you deserve. Call now and get the discount you deserve. We're going to keep you safe. So all of this has been going on for a long time, and now you've got 80% of the populace wanting to be kept safe and living their life by
the music is here, Susan. You're going to be cut off. Thanks for joining us, Doc. Susan, to hang on the line. Appreciate you. Give out your contact and music. After the break.
Did you guys talk to you later?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I just heard a snowstorm. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. I don't know what the heck that was, but it was kind of interesting. Doc has left the building. Hey, Susan, give out the contact information for Doc. Do you remember how people can get in touch with him?
Yeah, they can go to DocKrupa, KROUPA.com, and there's a contact form.
All right, that'll do. Anyways, that was fun.
I can give you his office number again here. Doc's office number is 1-832-220-6163. 832-220-6163 is Doc's number.
Yeah, we just had an interesting conversation off the air where Ken, our producer, he was telling us about some senator here in the great country or state, if you will, of Texas, well, secured some hydrochloroquine. And so all of a sudden they got 1 million doses and they're treating people and what Doc was saying was that there's really, a lot of avenues to go at this thing, and some that are less harmful. We talked a little bit about, the old tonic water treatment, right, and zinc, and that conversation will have to be for some other time. Or you can find out more over at Doc's website or listen to his show on Wednesdays.
It might be useful, Steve. I mean, quinone is an anti, it's an anti-parasitic, which is why they used it to, for malaria, to keep people from getting malaria. You know, that's where the gin and tonic came from. But it might be useful as an antiviral. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I know I've done a little bit of study on that, but I'm not in any place to tell any people what to do with or anything.
one of the best that we've been doing here at home is the Immuplex, one in the morning and one in the evening. And again, you can call Doc at the number that Alan gave you. You can go to the website and fill out the contact. But Immuplex is just chock full of all sorts of things that you need to boost your immunity, and that's what this is all about. If your immunity is stellar, you're eating properly, which with all the restaurants closed, you probably have no choice but to eat properly, except for all the junk food that the grocery stores have. But this has got the vitamin C, which is natural state, whole food, vitamin C, and it's got the zinc in it as well, not artificial. You know, I was talking to my best friend yesterday, and you know, she's you know, falling in line with this, you know, stay at home crap, and chastising me for going, what are you doing in San Antonio? And I'm like, I'm not afraid. I don't live in fear. Neither should you. And she's like, well, you know, I'm doing everything I can. I'm taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. And I said, hey, go get your vitamin C. Let's talk about this. And so she gets it. And it says, I said, let me guess, does it say ascorbic acid on it? And she said, yes. And I said, well, that's fractionated, meaning it's only a fraction of the vitamin C. Not only that, it is man-made, it's artificial, and it's not going to help you. And how much did you pay for something that's not going to help you?
Yeah. And if just any zinc does you any good, I guess I could just go out here on my ranch and chew on some of this galvanized fencing out here, and I'd be just fine.
Right?
No, it doesn't work
that
way.
Yeah, I would suggest that.
I think if you lick it, it works better.
I was going to say, just lick it. Don't chew on it, Alan.
It's bad for your teeth, you know. But oh God! So hey, guys,
floss.
Did you hear? Did
floss
you get
with
them,
it?
Did you get floss? That's hillbilly style. Did you hear that we're going to be easing restrictions on this lockdown that we're not under in Texas?
You opened up a can of worms. Okay, so if you watch this stuff on the news, you can figure it out.
Ahead.
So all of a sudden, Trump starts backing off, okay? He's going to have his task force to reopen America. Okay, then you've got in Texas Greg Abbott, Ironsides, who can't do anything without the federal government telling him what to do. Okay, I loathe the man. So now that Trump's talking about reopening America, now Abbott's talking about reopening Texas. Okay, so Abbott's been questioned about this, and I'm paraphrasing his statement, but his statement is, that's up to the federal government. The federal government dictates what I do here in Texas. Well, there you go.
I've started calling this thing, in redneck terms, it would be the epitome of hyperbole, or to put it in highbrow terms, it's the epitome of hyperbole, is what this whole thing is, in my opinion.
Well, I see it a little bit differently right now, Susan, and you might be correct, but I think that it's now turned into a who can back out of this stupid position faster, and so we've got this entire country all locked up, right? And so everybody's racing to get de-coronad as quick as possible so they can get back to work. And they all know that the gig is up, that the CDC numbers are wrong, straight up wrong. The CDC has been one of the evilest forms of, we want to call them incompetent, that's fine. Evil, okay. You know, somebody had to know that their orders, right, for coding all these death certificates was going to lead to erroneous data, right? And then, of course, the media is all screwed up. But anyway, so now we need to back this thing out, right, here in Gillespie County. You know, an interesting point here is in Gillespie County, we're in one of the occupied zones within the Agenda 21 overlay map of we want to control the world and this is how the control grid's going to be. That's Agenda 21. Imagine Agenda 21 gets fulfilled in 2021 and you go, oh, God, their plan went all the way through. That's kind of crazy. But we're going to be a vacation zone, right? We're designated a vacation zone in the old Agenda 21.
A population corridor,
population,
right?
Map. You're right.
Yeah, a population corridor.
People can come over here and hang out. And be served food by our high-quality servers that have been serving food for two generations now, going on three. And, you know, we know food, right? We know wine. And we've got tchotchkes and bumpkins running around. And you can see the local inhabitants and wonder how they have pickup trucks. And go, wow, this is weird. We're in Fredericksburg. But they need to light this place back up because this is going to be the escape route for escaping, well, the cities. You know, the Houston lockdown, if this becomes a normal, if everybody just acquiesces to the fact that the government can at any time take away any of your rights granted to you by the Bill of Rights. They can violate the Constitution. Well, they already do. Are they turning it back on, Susan? I guess we'll see next week. You don't sound too hopeful for that to happen. You're waiting for the Trumpulator to say something so Ironside will move. I guess that's what I got from you.
Well, and again, this is not, this has nothing to do with Republic Broadcasting or Steve's show. I woke up yesterday morning going, whoa, okay, I've got another theory on this. Okay, so, and I don't agree that this is the greatest economy ever. It's talking points, it's rhetoric. It's falsely propped up, you know, by the stock market. So Trump's got a re-election. I don't really think that he's got, you know, much of a challenger with Mr. Alzheimer's Biden. But now Democrats don't want Biden. They want Cuomo, okay? So Cuomo's been having his daily pressers. He's been getting a lot of FaceTime. He looks like, if you listen, that he's fighting for the people. Okay, so now the Democrats want him as their nominee. He could be more of an uphill battle. Since you've got 80% of Americans really loving socialism, free checks, and take care of me, don't dismiss that a Democrat like Cuomo could be elected. Okay, so what would be better than to, in an election cycle, destroy everything, the economy, people's jobs, 16 million out of work, and then, whoa, all of a sudden, miraculously, a Trumpy Trump bear saves us all, reverses this, people go back to work, and the money starts flowing again. That's my theory.
Yay, we're all heroes. Everybody got a bone. You know, the banks got billions and you got $20.
Yeah, so basically he's buying a vote for $1,200 for an individual, $2,400 for a couple, and the presses are printing it.
Yeah. So this is, here's the thing. Even if, you know, my reality that I feel that may happen next week, where all the governors go into a race to unwind themselves, starts happening, and then life starts turning more like it was last year, it's only for a time. You know, everything's going to blow apart again in the fall because they promised everybody that the return of Corona will come on, and you know, we're going to be dealing with this for about over a year. So that means that they're going to talk about it, you know, coming, you know, into September, October, whatever. They'll be all, hey, here comes return of the son of Corona, the son of Corona's son's brother, Corona Part 2, Rocky Part 64. But they'll probably also have to deal with the financial fallout from all these trillions of dollars. Are probably going to push through another little bailout thing with, you know, now what are we, $6-7 trillion this time? Sure, why not?
My prediction from this thing, Steve,
borrow.
My prediction from this thing is the immunity passport will come into play, or something with very similar to that name is what they will call it, and this will be the beginning of. If you're out traveling and you are stopped, you will have to have your papers, please. Let me see your immunity passport. Are you legal to be out, or are you spreading a deadly disease? This will be worldwide because the world will have to come together to keep this common enemy at bay. And this is Project Blue Book with a virus instead of an alien. And this is how I heard this being thrown out already, you know, with the little Who from Whoville, you know, when he came out and said, we need to come together as a global population to fight this common enemy. It's another one of those things that goes ding, ding, ding in the back of my head, you know, that says, wow, that's another connection made of how they're going to roll this thing out, what it's being used for, because I saw this roll out worldwide, the scary, spiky, knobby, weird colored ball that's coming through your television to get you. You know, it was.
Yeah, they're already talking about having to have your Corona free card, and that doesn't mean you go to your neighborhood bar and get a free Corona. This means you've got to have your Corona card to get your job back that you lost.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
It will be proof when you get stopped. It will be another thing that you have to have, not just your license and registration. Yeah. But your license and your registration and your worldwide piece of paper that says you be here and you be able to be traveling.
Wow. I hope you're wrong. But you might be right, and I have heard the same things, you know, echoed by other people. It's not very far off. They've been testing all this people tracking stuff. I would really... Man, I keep wondering about this 5G thing, about how much that's really playing into the picture, whether that's a bunch of hooey or not. I know I can listen to these people that are alleged experts.
Well Steve, they talk about binary weapons, you know, about where, you know, they give you one part, like, you know, they fly over and they spray
right.
it on you and you breathe one part of it. And then why could not the second part of this binary weapon be that, well, if you hit that, whatever you breathed in with a particular frequency, it's going to do...
With that frequency, yeah.
Right.
I know. And so I guess the solution in that case is a Faraday cage. You can go to Google Shopping. If you do a search, you can find a mosquito... style net that is a complete Faraday cage, and you kind of like attach it to your ceiling and you throw it around your bed, and they're out there building.
Well, what about all of us that have been wearing tinfoil hats all these years, Steve?
Well, you know, Alan, we've gone there. MIT says it's easier to read somebody's brain if you have a tinfoil hat on. So we stopped that. So I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Well, you know, you were saying about, you know, this take going on for a year, you know, the herd immunity is being shut down. Okay, so yeah, when all of the lemmings are released to go back into you know, society, it's there's going to be round two because immunity wasn't given a chance to go into effect.
I don't know. It's a we're going to have to see. We have to get to one piece after another. I find it this line of thought fascinating, right? I asked some. That's the music. Hang on, folks. We're going through it. We only got a short segment coming up, so I probably won't be able to get my last thought out. But you will. Well, maybe not. Not this time. Republic of Texas Radio.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hello. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Got a few minutes left and want to kind of start wrapping it up. Violating our constitutional rights seems to be a game that they, you know, well, nobody really cares about. Depends where you're from, how much you actually care about your rights, your freedoms, and your liberty. If you're in one of the liberal cities, they don't care too much about that. They said, just keep us staying safe. Dallas News has a article over there. It's called What Would a Statewide Lockdown Look Like? And they postulate and they sit there and tell you about World War II, where they rounded up all them people of Japanese persuasion in World War II and put them in camps to keep us safe, right? And so they violated, well, they weren't Japanese. They just were Americans, but, you know, they looked different. That was wrong then. It's wrong now.
Oh, man. My dog just came in with porcupine quills all over. I'm going to have to hang up now and grab a pair of pliers. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good day, world.
Okay. Well, that's a damn shame.
that's horrible. I've been there, done that.
Yeah. In this article, the author's citing a guy named Carpenter, and he says, Carpenter said that past wartime orders should not set the standard for what the federal government does next. But for a regional lockdown to happen, he said Americans would either have to be willing or forced to give up some rights. We are in an unprecedented environment, he said. I think that the court would take very seriously the arguments of government that some things are necessary and there are some times when constitutional rights can be at least momentarily overcome in the interest of public health and safety.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that comes from Dallas, folks. Yeah, you know, really?
Yeah, I was...
Yeah, of course it does. Somebody...
I was watching a video out of Greenville, Mississippi, and a pastor was pretty upset. There was 20... police cars on his property, in the parking lot, and they were prepared to ticket, arrest, shut down the service. And so this pastor was, you know, not very well versed, but in rights and constitutionality, but he was facing one cop with a mask on. The cop had a mask on, and he said, "You know, we've got rights. We've got the First Amendment. We got the Second Amendment." And the cop literally said to him, "You have no rights under military law."
Right, and the cop may have just been ignorant. Oh, I'm sure. You know, they'll say all sorts of things, you know, to you, and needn't be out of their ignorance. You know, just because they're alleged authority, you know, maybe they are because they're a private police force, right? You know, they can do whatever they want, they think. Sorry, folks. I hear the music. Well, hang in there. We're probably going to be back next week. Republic of Texas Radio, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting. Thank you, Susan, for joining us.
Thank you. It was fun, Stephen. Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.